Good morning, everyone. This is DJ iTubbs for Violent Radio 1. Today, we're starting off with the DJ iTubbs show. I'm going to be taking over for about maybe 30 minutes to an hour. We got a few things to talk about today. A little bit of sad news about an up-and-coming trap star within the hip-hop community. As well as we're just going to talk about some other things related to depression, pill popping and drug use within the hip-hop community that's running rampant right now. I don't know. It's kind of crazy, but that's our episode for today. Tune in soon. I'll be here within about 20 minutes. Keep it locked to Violent Radio 1. iTubbs out. Good morning, everyone out there. This is DJ iTubbs. Little introduction to myself and to the show. It's a tentative name right now called probably the iTubbs Show or iTubbs in the Morning, one of the two. I like to go with the flow, so you're going to hear me make a name for it and keep to it and stick to it. Maybe. We never know. I'd like to shout out Violent for having me on the Violent Radio 1 anchor platform. For my first show, this is my second podcast series with Violent. We have one right now with an artist called Nick Rax on Violent Records as well, called It's a Ting, and you can find that on SoundCloud, Facebook, Apple Music, iTunes, or just on violent.com, violent.com. Yeah, so this is how this show is going to go. Basically about 15 songs, 5 songs after every segment. We're just going to kick shit, talk whatever we want to talk, and we're going to keep it real groovy in here, you know what I'm saying? But today, it might not be on the lighthearted topic, so I might not be laughing and smiling too much because talking about some serious issues within the industry. Me, personally, I used to be an electronic DJ, and that problem is actually rampant there, too, but in the hip-hop community, where I'm mostly situated right now, in the hip-hop and trap scene, it's things are a little bit crazy and a little bit shaky with drug abuse right now, and it's something I feel like I need to address because it's also related to a lot of mental health issues. It's just kind of crazy in my opinion. So we're gonna kick the show off. First track, I'm gonna have to give a very, very big rest easy to Lil Peep, who just passed away recently. It seems related to drug issues. His brother found him in the back of a tour bus. Thought he was sleeping. Took a video, but then came to find out he's passed away. It's a very sad story, but we're going to get into a Lil Peep track right now. Keep it locked. The iTubbs Show. One. Fuck Xanax, fuck codeine, fuck oxys, fuck perkies, fuck all the pills y'all niggas think is cool, fuck all that shit. That shit is chuck. Take care of your fucking people, man. Okay, what's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? What's up? I know I was a little strong on that last message, but I had to be because it's just that serious. Fuck the drugs, guys. Like, quit it. Quit the popping pills and the perky shit. It's not cool, man. Quit the lean. All that drinking shit is chuck. It's fucked up. Chuck, for what you people don't know, it means chuck. It's out of here. That shit is so gone. It's far. We don't fuck with that shit over here, man. We ain't fucking with the drugs and the pills on this side, man. That being said, rest easy to Lil Peep, man. Lil Peep was just a 21-year-old artist. I like to call him a trap star because he had that trap vibe to him, all the tats and stuff. I guess you could say it's a rock star vibe, but, you know, his music was various different kind of shit. It was like the new emo rock, trap hop type shit. It was dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. It's crazy, but the thing that I want to address with that is not only the drug problem, we have that. That stuff's crazy in the industry, and we all know about it. It's like, I dare you to try and go through 5 trap songs without finding the word Molly or some shit in their song. Like, it's hard. I had to try and find songs without that, and it took me like 10 minutes to find those songs for this show. it doesn't, like, everyone's doing drugs and shit, but, like, really and truly, depression, like, the sadness and stuff, that shit is so real right now. Like, I don't think people really realize what's going on in this music. Like, you're listening to your favorite artist talk about depression, sadness, abuse, drug abuse, self-harm, all this type of shit in their music, and it's kind of like, we just like, yeah, turn up, nigga. How fucked up is that? Like, I'm guilty of it too, so I can't even be here and be like, oh, y'all niggas do this, y'all people do that. No. Like, I'm guilty of that shit too. Like, shit, I'll listen to Future 20 times, talk about perkies and zannies and masking off and all types of shit, but like, what's it worth? What's it worth? Is it really worth a life? Like, is it really worth it to look over this shit and just be like, yeah, that's cool, let's turn up to this. This is dope music. This is the shit we want to hear. Fuck all that other shit. And just not even address the people that are making this music. It's just like, you can go back to dudes like Joe Budden, where he was saying they had him rapping for a BET Shady Cypher or whatever at the side of the bridge, like the Brooklyn Bridge or whatever, and this nigga was suicidal and he just wanted to jump off. That's all he wanted to do. That shit is crazy. Like, people are going through it, man. Like, it shit is sad out there. Like, and the master pain with drugs, sleep, fucking just being away from people in general and stuff, and it, like, depression is shown in various ways. Like, you'll never know. Some people might be angry. Some people might do drugs. Some people might show out and buy clothes and do all types of shit. Some people might just be hella quiet and just never know. It's crazy, man. Like, I want everybody listening to this to care for their loved ones and make sure they check out for people if you feel like people are being, like, a little sad, a little off, a little anything, man. Just, even if they look like the happiest people in the world, like, check out for your people. Check on your people. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy out here. Like, I've lost family. I've lost one of my best friends. A couple people to suicide and depression, man. It never gets easier. To say the least, it never gets easier. Dealing with that stuff never gets easier. And me, I've gone through depression too, but not severe to the point where I wanted to kill myself or anything crazy like that. But just seeing some of my best friends go through it, some have made it through it, and some haven't. Some of my family's made it through it, some of my family hasn't. Just to go through that kind of stuff is swab nuts. And for them to go through it, it's, you never know how dark that shit is in their mind, for real. So I just want y'all to check on your people, man. Lil Peep now, he's gone because of certain drugs, man, because of depression and these drugs, right? Rest easy, Lil Peep. Check on your people. And we're back. Thank you guys for tuning in. That's all for me today on the iTubbs show. I am DJ iTubbs. And thank you again to Violent and Violent Records, Violent Radio 1 on the Anchor platform for letting me host this show. Hopefully somebody else is going to host the show today too. We never know. But the platform's getting built right now. This is a new one. Again, hopefully tomorrow we're on a lighter note. But rest easy to Lil Peep. Stay off the drugs, people. Get away from them. Check on your people. Suicide hotline prevention. You know what I mean? Talk to somebody. Get in touch with somebody. All that, man, is super important, you know? It's a very, very serious thing. I want to stress that. Stress that. You know? Especially in hip-hop community and stuff. I don't know if we're really looking at it as serious as it really is. We're waking up. But We'll wake up a few more people soon, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, today, the list of the songs, I'm gonna give you guys that rundown. You can also get this playlist on Spotify. You just gotta search Violent Radio 1, the iTubbs Show, VIOL-ENT Radio 1, the iTubbs Show playlist. And starting off today, before I came on, it was Wrath by ASAP Mob, like ASAP Rocky and them. Tunnel Vision up next by Nick Rax. Then our first song of the day was Awful Things by Lil Peep featuring Lil Tracy. Then Real Stars by Nick Rax. Ric Flair Drip by Offset, Metro Boomin, and 21 Savage. Pellegrino by Giggs and Dave. No Limit by G-Eazy, A$AP Rocky, and Cardi B. Motorsport by Migos, Nicki Minaj, and Cardi B. Beamer Boy by Lil Peep. Drive Slow by Kanye West. Privacy Glass by Currency. Quanto by HL. Problems by Lil Peep. Bank Account by 21 Savage. HYFR or Hell Yeah Fucking Right by Drake and Lil Wayne. Rolling Peace by Kodak Black featuring XXXTentacion. And 1-800-273. Let me get this number straight for you guys. 1-800-273-8255. That is the Suicide Prevention Hotline, as well as a song by Logic and Alessia Carr. Shout out Brown Team. All right, guys. Take it easy. Y'all have a great fucking day. You already know what it is. The iTub Show. We out here. Peace.